Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
and so we will.
Not just the commies, the whole red-green axis.
That's right.
Yeah. Islamo-jihadist terrorists and communist activists. Same thing.
That's right, because they're all working on the same side. In fact, the communists are using the ire and the natural anger of all the Muslims to their own benefit. And that's truly what all the communists are doing, allying with them in the first place, is just using them as the ammo, basically. And so,
they're all using each other. The communist activists are using the Islamists as gasoline to throw on the fire.
Yep, that's right. And well, like we were saying, so did Russia, and we expect so is China in the United States as well, because as we're all watching everything unfold in Israel and everything going on over there, we are now facing our own starting to erupt into violent pro-Hamas protests as well.
Right.
And so, what one does over there is the same thing that one would do over here. And so there's been several violent incidents in just the last day that are associated with the pro-Hamas protesting.
Yes, and this comes on the heels of this report that was released by the Border Patrol, the CBP, warning that Hamas and Hezbollah could be crossing our southern border. So adding to that, the activist groups that are already, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, active in the streets.
Right.
These people sneaking in here under the radar is even a bigger problem. And you know what? They don't even categorize Palestinians when they encounter them coming across the border. They categorize them as other nationality.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because they don't have a category for Palestinians and they don't know what to do. If they're going to belong to a country, they'd have to write them down as Israelis.
Imagine that.
Why not create a category called Palestinian?
Well, yeah, or just a terrorist category would work. And so, this is like a huge wave of constant information. It's a huge barrage of never ending information about this, which of course, we all want to know what's going on. But while the flood is coming, I realize something important is what we're not hearing about. What we're not hearing about right now is anything being done for the American people,
right,
who are now being victimized by all of these pro-Hamas, basically terror protests.
Yes.
And so where is the FBI claiming terrorism? Where is any of our legal enforcement out there saying these are terrorist organizations of the highest order?
Right.
And we want to protect our American people from any such thing. Where is that? Talk about crickets.
Yeah,
I know. Not a single darn thing out there about that, even though, we're going to be covering this article that I have after the break. And you're going to wonder why the silence from the FBI. Anybody who claims to be representing American law enforcement and not stopping this, rounding them all up and deporting them. That is a huge, huge problem.
Yep. Well, once again, more evidence of a coup.
Yep.
Of people that are working. It is evident. It's right on its face. It is evident that those who have seized power are working to subvert and ultimately destroy the United States.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's hard to watch. It is really hard to watch.
Very much so, and especially when that puts every single one of us Americans in extreme danger.
Yeah, grave danger.
And having to protect ourselves because we can no longer rely on law enforcement to protect us, that is a sad, sad thing in America and also an extremely dangerous one.
Yeah.
And so thank you so much, communist coup takeover. And no wonder you wanted to defund all of our police across
That's
America
right.
so that Hamas and Hezbollah can come over to this nation and start carrying out atrocities just like they are over in Israel right now.
Yep. That's right.
Well,
we should probably get to the word of the day then,
so we
can make sure
better.
We're grounded. And this is kind of cool because there's kind of a theme here that started off with last Friday's scripture.
Right.
And now these random turnings are kind of keeping in that same theme. So this is part two of what we were covering yesterday.
That's right. Yesterday for Wifflebat Wednesday, we That's right. I was wondering what happened to our sound
Come on,
department.
Guys, pay attention.
That's right. Snap, snap. And so yesterday we read the first part of Psalm 22, which is more or less a continuation from Isaiah 53 that we were talking about on Friday.
Yeah.
And so yesterday we read the verses 1 through 15. And so today we will finish up the Psalm verses 1 through 31 that reads, "For dogs have surrounded me, the congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised, nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cries to him, he heard. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship, and those who go down to the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this." And so that's the end of that.
Wow. And so this is a continuation. 15 through 31 is a continuation of the first part of that psalm is Christ's thoughts while he was on the cross.
That's right.
And this is very prophetic. I mean, it very, you know, in detail, it describes his crucifixion and being on the cross.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's amazing how many, you know, Jewish people, they read the psalms and they miss this, right, along with Isaiah 53, which they won't read.
Right, they refuse to read it.
Yeah, and you know this is more prophecy that just adds to the weight of Christ, you know, fulfilling that and being. You couldn't arrange all of this stuff to fake your, you know, this ruse of trying to convince everybody that you're the Messiah. So like
right.
You go down this checklist of prophecy that you're okay. Well, first of all, you have to arrange being born in Bethlehem.
Right.
You know, I mean,
yes.
But you go down the list and. You know, trying to get, okay, guys, when I'm up on the cross, you need to like gamble for my clothes because that's one of the prophecies.
Right, right.
You know, and yeah. you can't, it's off the charts. Mathematical probabilities of somebody anybody else being the Messiah besides Christ.
Well, and just like Rabbi Kurt Schneider had said during his great interview on a local TV station, who was expecting to hear what Jews do for the Feast of Trumpets. And,
right.
And he and another Jewish rabbi were on there. And so first thing, Messianic Christian pastor, Rabbi Kurt Schneider says, Jesus was the greatest Jew that ever lived.
Yes, he's the most famous Jew that ever lived.
Yeah,
for sure.
And so it's true. It's staggering. There's no possible way that one person could fulfill all those prophecies.
Right.
And you know, this is what every Jewish Torah scholar should be able to identify themselves, you know.
Right, and some do, but there's a shroud over the eyes of the Jewish people, which is going to be lifted, and
right.
Their eyes are going to be opened. It's going to take the tribulation to do that,
right?
But that's why. That's the whole purpose. It's besides God pouring out His wrath against the wickedness of the world.
That's right.
The other component to that, which is just as critical, and that's redeeming Israel that He promised He would do.
Right.
And that would happen in the tribulation. So,
yep.
Yeah, there's a veil of deception over their eyes right now, and it's going to be lifted.
Right. And in verse 23 and 24, where He says, "You who feared the Lord, praise Him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify Him."
Yeah.
"And fear Him, all you offspring of Israel." And so he did that first for the Jews.
Right.
He sacrificed Himself on the cross for all of our sins, but it was first brought to offer to the Jews, His people.
Right.
And when they rejected Him, that was when we were fortunate enough as the whole Gentile community around the world to be grafted in.
Yes.
And so we are now grafted in with Israel and all the Jews because Jesus was a Jew and
yep.
The Jews are the people that the Lord said that He would take as His own people and make covenant with them, and He did.
That's right.
So he
hasn't forgotten that. He hasn't turned His back on that. We're going to see that.
That's right. And no greater love is there than laying down your life for one's friends. And that is
right.
Exactly what the whole crucifixion was about, was the real definition of love.
Boy, I'll say. Yeah, that's the whole cornerstone of our faith.
That's right.
Right there. That's it. That's everything else is built on that.
That's right.
So, well, that's great. Thank you for that. So read the whole Psalm 22. Give that. So today's scripture was?
Psalm 22, verses 16 through 31.
Outstanding. Got it. All right, patriots, Christians, read that and hold it close to your heart. All right, well, Lady Liberty, thank you.
Yep, praise God
for
that.
Well, you guys stick around. The segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We'll be picking up where we left off. Segment 2 coming right up.
Number 7, strive constantly for spiritual growth. We as individuals can push the world along toward mankind's highest destiny if each of us will make the welfare of his fellow man his first concern, and if each of us will apply the principles of God's truth to our political and economic affairs.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of the morning commute. Segment two brought to you by Katie Armor, C-A-T-I, as in come and take it. KatieArmor.com is the website. Christian patriot-owned business, of course. Check him out. And Lady Liberty, segment two, bunch of stuff lined up.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Thrash Economy Thursday. And I've got this, I've got part of this article that I have to read to everyone, as little as I want to read it and as little as you probably want to hear it. But as watchmen, we have to share things with you that sometimes are uncomfortable or unpleasant, because as a watchman on the wall, that's our job. That if we don't tell you what to look for or what to be aware of, you might not be prepared at the right moment.
Yeah.
And for what's coming. And so this article is put out by the Christian Post, and this is a report on the Hamas terrorist attack. And it says here that Hamas terrorists subjected civilian women, grandmothers, and children to extreme sexual violence, a rabbinate corps member of the Israeli Defense Forces responsible for preparing victims' bodies for burial has told the media, calling the acts worse than the Holocaust. She said, "We wash the bodies and prepare them for burial. We try to bring them dignity in death." The rabbinate corps member, a woman named Sherry, who did not give her last name to protect her family, told the Daily Mail and other media outlets, "I heard stories about Auschwitz as a child growing up in New Jersey, but what I have seen here with my own eyes is worse than the Holocaust." This woman, who moved from New Jersey to Israel 20 years ago, said, "What Hamas did to Israeli civilians is beyond words. There is evidence of mass rape so brutal that they broke their victims' pelvis. Women, grandmothers, and children," Sherry said, adding that it's difficult to break someone's pelvis. And Sherry said she saw people whose heads have been cut off and women in their night dresses woken up and shot. She also witnessed faces blasted off, heads smashed, and their brains spilling out, she said. She also described a baby cut out of a pregnant woman and beheaded, and then the mother was beheaded. Women and children burned to charcoal. Bodies murdered with their hands tied behind their backs. It says here, Daily Wire said reports also suggest that many of the Hamas terrorists were under the influence of Captagon, a drug linked to heightened aggression and commonly referred to as the ISIS drug. And so that is something that is something that I never wanted to share on public radio, for sure. Never wanted to even read it. But in light of the fact that we've got pro-Hamas protests going on with over 276,000 new illegal immigrants pouring across the border that include Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists.
Right.
I want everyone to be aware of the sheer demonic animal brutality that these people are capable of and are doing. So as they're flooding over our border, and now these pro-Hamas protesters are becoming violent in the United States as well. It says here, a mob of this is the American Military News article. It says a mob of pro-Palestinian supporters attacked two Turning Point USA workers and violently beat a Christian man who is escorting an elderly Jewish couple in Skokie, Illinois on Sunday. And so
in America.
Yep. And then of course, the latest is Chicago protesters scramble as shots were fired at a pro-Palestinian rally. And so
not shot toward the rally. This broke out during a pro-Palestinian rally.
Right, that's yeah. Right. And so now it's starting to become violent here as well. And so do we really need to wait till our American people start being killed because of these Hamas these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas rallies are happening here? I think not. I think that this is extremely derelict of the entire justice system, and they all need to be held absolutely accountable for every single thing that is happening right now with any of this absolutely unconstitutional pro-Palestinian rally nonsense.
Right. There is a video that Amir Sarfati had posted, and it is a woman who's just clearly a Muslim woman. She was featured on a major British broadcasting network called ITV, which hosted a Muslim British resident, this woman who was featured on this show, talking about Islamophobia and how difficult it is for her to live in Britain with the prejudices against her and against the Arabs there. She's videoing herself on Saturday after learning of these brutal murder, rape, atrocities in southern Israel after October 7th, grinning and beaming from ear to ear, saying that she has never felt more euphoric and more excited about bringing humiliation and the surprise and the defeat against the Israelis that was carried out the morning and the day of October 7th. These are the people that are crying about Islamophobia and how hard it is to live here with the stigmas they created.
Right.
And there's a reason why people don't want them there. And it's not called Islamophobia. A phobia is an irrational fear something.
Right.
Because you don't want somebody or something in your culture because it's destructive to you and you want to stand against it does not make you phobic.
Right.
That means you don't like it and you don't want anything to do with it.
And it means you have common sense.
Right, exactly. So now, you know, even in our own, the White House right now is scrambling to try to do damage control between all of the Palestinian, Muslim, Arab, and Jewish members of the White House staff and the rifts that are there in the White House staff. So much for diversity being our strength, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yep. And so they're trying to battle that and trying to figure out how to deal with it. And, you know, once again, major spiritual warfare going on. And in the meantime, you've got this woman who works at a Detroit synagogue leader. She was found fatally stabbed outside of her home just a week and a half ago. And the police are saying they don't know who did it. They don't have a motive, but they are saying emphatically it was not a hate crime. It was not Jewish related, even though she works at a synagogue, found stabbed to death. But it wasn't a hate crime. We know that. Oh. We don't know who it was. We don't know why they did it, but it was not a hate crime.
Right, yeah, because they have no facts, but they know that for sure.
Well, because once it's a hate crime, once you go to that level, then the FBI comes in.
Oh, right? Interesting. Right, so there's the absence that we were talking about, the absolute dead silence of anything from our legal and justice system that should be protecting Americans now.
The deafening silence that's coming from the federal government that's there to protect us.
That's right. Absolutely. Every single one in charge needs to be removed and charged with treasonous crimes, I believe, because first of all, they're all breaking constitutional law by allowing an open border to begin with, let alone allowing all of our most dangerous and awful enemies to come pouring in over our border. And now we're having to fend for ourselves as all of these stupid pro-butcher protests are happening.
Yes.
And you know, can I just say, how dare any elected official be able to maintain their office after this?
Right.
I know. That is in support of any of this Hamas or Palestinian garbage.
Well, in Austria and Germany and other places, this phrase, from the river to the sea, right?
Right.
Palestine will be free.
Right.
So they're putting up these slogans all over the place, from the river to the sea. That's what they're chanting, and that's what they're putting on their banners. In Germany and Austria, they said anybody running a slogan from the river to the sea, will be expelled from the country or charged, or, you know, if they're a citizen. If they're not, they'll be deported. And that needs to happen everywhere.
Absolutely.
Everywhere. Yep. You know, the United States is kind of the deep state people that are running the United States that have taken it over. It's really an interesting thing to try to figure them out because, you know, right now the U.S. just drafted a U.N. Security Council resolution on Israel and Gaza, which condemned Hamas and supports Israel's right to defend itself. So they're putting out this front like they're supportive of Israel. But in the meantime, they're trying to hamstring Israel by giving them all these caveats. You know, you must do this, humanitarian aid, and,
right,
and so on.
Right.
Of course, Russia and China vetoed this UN Security Council resolution that the U.S. put forward. But, of course, Russia is putting forward a ceasefire, a call for a ceasefire, and the United States, Great Britain, and nine other abstainers opposed it. So this is interesting watching the globalists ran NATO countries pretending to support Israel while they're supporting Ukraine, getting us toward World War III, while Russia has just announced that they are escalating their training on retaliatory nuclear strikes.
Well, that and so are we, since last week our own National Security Federal Agency conducts explosion at Nevada nuclear test site.
Yes.
And apparently they're doing these subsurface chemical explosions and these tactical nuclear explosions, basically, and saying that they're just studying them to be able to determine if anybody else is doing them. I'd have to say nonsense. And so just the fact that we're now testing tactical nukes in Nevada.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's no time better than now to belong to the Lord.
No kidding.
Christ said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So the rest of us, we can have our hope in that. Watch everything unfold and stay close to Him. You'll be all right.
That's right. No kidding. That's all right. The great news.
Yes. All right, you guys have a blessed day out there. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash Akami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.